Go ahead, Tanya.
I was the one that contacted you last night with the email. Conliff didn't get the grades he needed for uni. He knew that. He was happy enough going to Tech, a plan for a few courses. Come home, obviously, to see the emails that he had been accepted with an unconditional offer.
From which university?
Georgetown.
University of Ulster?
Yeah, yeah. So he phoned the university to confirm this because he just didn't believe it had happened to him. The girl said, yeah, you've been accepted. He gave his ID number and asked her, could she check it out again?
Same department?
Yeah. No, sorry, this was sports technology.
Well, hold on a minute. University of Ulster have been saying to us in their statement that this happened. Let me just check this, actually. Yeah, they're saying in their statement that this happened in the School of Engineering.
No, one was technology with design. That was one email. And the other email was sports technology.
And he was accepted into both?
Yeah, unconditional offers to both of them.
So the cock-up in the University of Ulster has certainly gone beyond one department, and their statement suggests this... Well, their statement only talks about one department.
No, obviously it was more. The girl told him on the phone that she would double-check for him if he wanted. He gave his personal ID number. She said she would phone him back because her computer system was down. Meanwhile, Conliff couldn't contain his patience any longer and phoned back and was speaking to a fella who said, yes, there had been an error in the IT, but he would receive an email soon explaining all to him. Not long after that, the girl then phoned him back and said, yes, he had been accepted.
So hold on a minute. I just need to make sure I don't get angry on their behalf here. I need to stay neutral, and I'll try to. And at the end of the day, this was an IT error, and that happens in life. And that's, you know, I'm trying my best to put the case forward for the University of Ulster here. But you're telling me that you got an email from the university.
Mm-hmm.
Your son was offered two unconditional places in the University of Ulster.
Yeah.
They then reconfirmed that in a phone call.
Yeah.
And now they've taken it away.
Yeah, two emails last night from both subjects that he had applied for. Meanwhile, he had sent back his email to confirm his acceptance.
You know, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm even wondering if an unconditional offer is made by a university, that's an offer, and then your son accepts it in writing. I even wonder, is that legally binding? There's been an offer and there's been an acceptance. Never mind, are they morally obliged? Are they legally obliged to follow through? Offer, accept, surely that's an agreement.
Yeah.
You know, why am I asking this question? The team here, we should check that out. We'll ask a lawyer for you. All right?
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
What impact did this have on your son?
Totally gutted. Really, just embarrassed, I think, more than anything as well. The fact that he had told his friends that he had got this.
Yeah. I didn't think about that, actually. And what are you going to do now?
I don't know. What do they?
Well, are you going to try to insist they honour their offer?
Yeah, I have sent an email this morning to somebody in Georgetown, but they've yet to get back to me.
We really need someone from the University of Ulster to come onto the programme. This is very important, actually. You know, we're talking about... What age is your son?
18.
Oh, for goodness sake. You know, it's... Would your son speak to me?
He would, yeah. One second, I'll try and get him. He was obviously out asking.
Just sitting here thinking what it must feel like. My goodness, you tell your mates you've got a place. You've done nothing wrong. You've actually phoned up and you've confirmed it with them on the phone. Then they ring up and they cancel it. Say they made a mistake.
No, he's not willing to talk.
He won't speak to us. Okay. All right. Right, well, look, we're trying to get a sense this morning of just how widespread this is, and we're trying to get a sense from the rest of you about what the moral obligation should be of one of our local universities who promise something to an 18-year-old, make an unconditional offer, and then think that they can withdraw it again. Tony, morning to you, Tony.
Hello, Stephen. How are you doing?
What's happened to you?
My daughter had been doing a course at Queen's. It wasn't for her. She decided to apply to nursing both at Queen's and to the UU. Now, she had her A-levels, so this was during the year. It wasn't during the August, you know, exam period or anything like that there. So she, at some stage, I can't just remember when it was. Maybe it was in the new year of the, you know, of the 2010-11 academic year. We got an email from the UU saying that she'd been accepted. That was fine, and that was great. And luckily, we didn't make an awful lot of preparations at that stage of the game, at that stage of the year. But she went on to the UCAS site, checked that there out a couple of weeks later, and found that it wasn't the case at all, that she hadn't been accepted. Now, she had just lost her mother the year before, and we were going through quite a lot of trauma and things like that. So, sort of thing we didn't need. I wrote off to the UU, and I even wrote off to the Vice Chancellor, and I got the usual sort of, okay, apologetic spin, sorry, blah, 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 this type of thing. But this, Stephen, occurred a year and a half before this current situation. So, if there was a problem, they had plenty of time to sort it out, you know.
So, this has happened before.
Yeah, well, it happened to us, and I'm not just don't have the details offhand, just when exactly, but it would have been sometime in early 2011, maybe February, March 2011.
That really that really makes this story significantly different. This has happened before, you claim, at the University of Ulster.
I can show you all the correspondence that I got at that time. I think I can anyway. I was interested from the UU and from the Vice Chancellor.
I'm not sure if we'll need it, because what we'll get the Nolan office to do now is we'll ring the University of Ulster right now and we'll ask them, simple question, has this happened before?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely happened at that stage anyway. So whether there's other, I'm sure it's happened to a few others.
So what you're suggesting is that the University of Ulster have done this on young students in Northern Ireland 2 years in a row.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. It's happened to us before, so it may have happened to somebody even before that, you know, but they would need to contact you too. You know?
Tony, thank you. And there are more and more stories now coming into this programme this morning. This is very, very interesting, actually. Seamus, morning, Seamus.
Morning, Stephen.
What's happened to your son?
Exact same. He has all the, you know, he had the exams and he had the UCAS points and all that there. And he got two unconditional offers by email yesterday. You know, one for each, it was the design and technology course up in Jordanstown. And he got two unconditional offers for that there, and he accepted one of them. And then he got an email a couple of hours later saying that was a mistake.
What did that do to your son?
Not good, no. Not very good for any of us. No.
Seamus, thank you. The Reverend Brian Smith. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Let me guess.
Happened to you? Engineering course at Jordanstown University of Ulster. I live in Donegal, and so my son had a place in Letterkenny, but he particularly wanted to go to Jordanstown, and got the email yesterday, unconditional offer, and then he had to go on to work. So meanwhile, I was trying to source accommodation in the Newton Abbey area, and then while he was still at work, received a second email to say, well, really, the rug had been pulled from under his feet.
How do you feel, Reverend, about their moral obligation? Your son didn't make a mistake, they did. And it would seem from our caller before the last one, they've done this before.
It seems very, very disappointing for young people. And again, for young people who obviously are looking to their future, and then they think, well, this is brilliant. And then all of a sudden, someone who a university can then turn around and say, well, we're not going to honour that. It just seems totally wrong.
Can they get away with not honouring it? Can they?
I suppose that's the bigger question, Stephen, and maybe through your show that will be raised. And but I suppose the big question is how many young people find themselves in this situation through the University of Ulster today?
It's a question.
How many young people today maybe are in bits because they think they're going somewhere and now they're not?
It's also a question about the integrity of the university.
Absolutely.
They make an unconditional offer to an 18-year-old who has essentially been working 7 years of his post-primary school life for that moment when he hears whether he's getting into university or not. Like, it's 7 years from first year to upper sixth. And all of that stuff in lower sixth and upper sixth where your teachers are telling you, work really, really hard, because when it comes to the moment that you'll be receiving that letter to tell you whether you get a place in university or not, you'll want to get a place in the university you want. That's, you know, that's how important this is.
Yep. I would also say...
And there is a massive, massive question of the administrators in that university this morning. And if they have offered an unconditional place to these young men, young women, young citizens of Northern Ireland, if they have offered that place, are they really prepared to allow the emotional distress on that person by taking it away again?
It's interesting, Steve. I mean, your phone, there's meant to be a helpline, but you just can't get through to the helpline. And so... just say, as a parent, thanks for the voice of this show. At least there's somebody who's trying to raise this for us this morning.
Well, listen, we're already raising it. We're on the University of Ulster right now asking them that the very, you know, maybe the very least they can do is come on to this programme and make some type of public statement as to what they're going to do. Is it good enough for you as a parent that they've simply sent an email back out saying, sorry, we got it wrong? Is that good enough to you?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, in our context, well, we're there for our young son. But perhaps there are other young people today who may not have the support at home or whatever their circumstances are. And it's maybe just very, very difficult for them to deal with.